Q94, your Mountain of Rock, and it's again, Coach's Show, Friday mornings, and boy, this is, my goodness, I mean, this is so much fun because this is where you want to be, district championship game, and we're heading into Oregon County right now to talk with head coach there, Bobcats, Briar Hancock. Hey, Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic, and congratulations. You know, got that bye week. That was a wonderful thing to have, right?
Yeah, it was, and mainly just to, you know, kind of get our feet under us and get back healthy. Week 9 was a physical game, so, you know, it was good to have that week and then still go prepare for whoever we were going to play, which was, you know, ended up being Pierce City.
And take us through that game. You guys really, I mean, you played a good game. You know, it looks like they went in really focused and ready to play and just took care of business.
Yeah, and, you know, our first offensive drive, I thought we were a little bit flat, and maybe that was a little bit of the bye week coming out in our play. But, you know, we really shored some things up after that first drive. And you know, just from then on, just played physical and played, you know, how we need to play going into, you know, this week.
Yeah, and I mean, everybody. Everybody is talking about this week's matchup all over the state. I got friends up north that are saying, hey, man, you know, what do you think of this Class 1 district championship game between Marionville and Thayer? And I mean, this ought to be a dandy one, hey?
Yeah, it should be a dandy one, and it's going to be a physical football game. You know, Coach Grubbs does a great job, and they have a long-standing tradition, and, you know, they're really on a roll in the last few years, and, you know, I'd like to think that we're on a roll too, so it should be a really, really good game.
You know, we've talked all year long, and let's go back to, like, week 2 and 3 when you and I were talking, and it was about trying to, you know, find the spots to develop depth for games like this. How, from let's say week 2 to where we're at now, have the Bobcats, you and your coaching staff, you guys been able to develop some depth to, you know, possibly help propel Bobcats to a victory?
Yeah, I think so, and you know, that goes for, you know, really any team that, mm-hmm. that when you talk about that early on in the year, you know, you have some question marks with some guys and some guys that may push for spots, and you know, I really think we found our identity, you know, probably towards the middle part of the season and what we wanted to be, and you know, those guys really accepted their role and have pushed for time. You know, right now we have 4 guys in the backfield that all kind of rotate, but now you're starting to add, you know, maybe another one, mm-hmm. who's really pushing for time, and that's always great is, you know, at the end of the year, those guys still working hard in practice and trying to go earn a spot.
Well, you know, this week's practice, preparing for Marionville, I mean, they're gonna run it, and you know, having the depth that you have at running back, you know, using a scout team, that's got to be a big benefit to you guys, eh?
Yeah, it is. It's a huge benefit to us because, you know, those guys on scout team are, like I said, just pushing for spots, and whether mm-hmm. that be on special teams or, you know, rotators on offense or rotators in the backfield or on defense, you know, that always comes up big. You know, they have 2 really, really good players, you know, in the backfield for them. And, you know, we try to give the best look we can get. You know, obviously we don't have a 6'3", 250-pound running back that runs like he does. But,
right.
You know, we have guys that really try to push and you know, push our defense to be the best we can be on Friday.
You know, in a game like this, because he's a big man. He's a large man, and it's got just crazy speed. But his vision is what I don't think he gets enough credit for, how he's able to see these small cracks, and boy, he gets going north and south. He's a load, isn't he?
Yeah, and when you really look at the film, I think he's one of the more patient backs that we've seen at setting up blocks. And like you said, you know, and we kind of revert back to the, you know, the Hunter Adams days at Ava. You
yeah.
know, if you give him 4 yards of a, you know, with a head start, he's liable to go take it to the house. So we have to do a good job up front of, you know, just working, trying to get hands on him early and, you know, be physical and try to gang tackle.
You know, I mean, it's like your offense is set up for this time of year, you know, chew time off the clock, but score. You know, it doesn't matter if you can chew up 8 minute, you know, have a 6 or 7, 8 minute drive if you don't score. But that's probably going to be kind of, I'm guessing that, you know, you would like to see long sustaining drives and touchdowns at the end.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, you can, we've kind of compared that to, you know, the conference championship game when, you know, we were able to sustain long drives and then score, you know, and we were excited any way we can get them. But, you know, I think this week it's going to really amount to the turnover margin and then the time of possession. You know, those two things are going to be big.
And now, defensively, what's Marionville going to throw at you guys, you think, defensively?
You know, they're pretty multiple defensively. They've shown some different looks. You know, they really like to get some, you know, a lot of hats over to the strong side and then have their best athletes to the weak side and you know, kind of dare you to run it to the weak side. So, you know, we expect them to be multiple against us up front. But, you know, like we talked about last week, there's going to be guys in the box, a lot of guys.
So. Yeah. But I think your strength for me – for you know what, I think you guys do an excellent job running to the weak side. I mean, I really do. I think, you know, that is a strength that your Bobcats have.
Yeah, and, you know, just trying to be as balanced as we can, you know, to either side. And this back does this. We try to balance it up as best as we can for games like this where, you know, when Washington's in the backfield, they're going to do this. Or when Poole's in the backfield in this formation, they're going to do this. So, you know, we try to balance it as best as we can.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a fantastic game tonight again. And – you're at home, and there is no place like home.
Yes, it's very nice, and you know, we've made the trip up to Marionville a lot of years, and you know, we're fortunate to have one here.
Right on. Hey, everybody, head coach there, Bobcats, Briar Hancock. We appreciate you taking time to visit with us, and we'll talk with you next week.
All righty, Gary. Thank you.